This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is Tony Chido. He is the president of Soul and Vibe Interactive, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol S-O-U-L. Tony, welcome back to the show, and thank you for coming on.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to come back and be on your program. I appreciate it.
Hey, Keith, you know, bring us up to the speed of what's going on. There's a lot of rumor about your company and everything. So, you know, who is Soul and Vibe Interactive? Bring us up to speed on that, if you would.
Sure. So as a recap, Soul and Vibe Interactive is a publisher of digital content for consoles, mobile devices, social media platforms. We really kind of focus on three core areas. The first are interactive games and apps. The second are interactive storybooks. And the third category is digitally distributed music that is available through streaming and digital download channels such as iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Spotify, et cetera. We operate under three core publishing labels. The games and the apps are under Soul and Vibe Interactive. Interactive storybooks are under Soul and Vibe Books, and our music offerings are available through Soul and Vibe Music. We are a licensee of the John Deere Company, which we can talk about a little bit today with some of the new things we have going on using that licensed brand as a partnership. We are also licensed to publish and develop console products for Sony's PlayStation products, Microsoft's Xbox products, and for Nintendo's 3DS and Wii U systems.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about today, not to switch gears or anything, but how was the GlitchCon that you guys were featured up there a couple of months ago?
That was a lot of fun, actually. That was a big event for us because that was the first time as a company we actually participated in a con. We had a good amount of attention from local gaming press and from regular press that was actually in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area for the event. It was an open event, so there were a lot of people that came in off the street to see a wide variety of games, and we were very flattered that we were actually invited to participate in that. I think it's important to note that that was not something that we actively solicited to be a part of. They actually came to us and thought that it might be a good fit. We submitted our survival game, for example, and we were approved and able to participate. So hopefully that is the first of many types of con events like that that we'll be able to participate in. And kind of while we're on the topic of that, you know, the comic book legend Stan Lee had said about a year or so ago that the Salt Lake Comic-Con is one of the best Comic-Con events that he's ever seen and ever participated in, which is obviously an enormous statement. And with that being in our backyard, with Salt Lake City, Utah being the company's new home, hopefully that'll be a venue that we'll be able to have some kind of a presence in either in later this year or perhaps sometime next year.
You know, I also wanted to congratulate you, and correct me if I'm wrong, with Black Mountain Equities, you guys just retired some convertible notes. Is that correct?
We did. And actually, so one of the things that I think is important, I think, for investors in general who might be interested in our company, I invite you to take a look at the company's most recent quarterly filings and the annual report. I think if you take a good hard look at the balance sheet, I think that you'll find that we've made a good effort in reducing the company's debt footprint and at the same time actually having the debt consolidated. We have been able to work with a couple of note holders who have either naturally worked out of their position, or in one case we actually had a note holder where we actually redeemed their note, and it has really kind of left us in a position where I think we're rapidly heading towards our investors being in a small pool of a couple of different people that are very friendly to the company. And I think that their mindset, as I've gotten to know them better, is one that's going to really help the company to not only grow, but also to be able to expand on a wide variety of operational platforms.
My guest today is Tony Chido. He is the CEO and president of Soul and Vibe Interactive. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SOUL. Tony, tell me, what does it mean to be a virtual reality developer status? How did you guys come to be that? And can you tell us a little bit about perhaps some light on some projects that you guys are starting to target?
Sure. So the virtual reality headset as a category of gaming devices is gaining a lot of traction. If you watched any of the messaging or the communications coming out of the E3 trade show in LA last week, you'll see that there was a lot of discussion about that, ranging from Oculus to HTC Vive to what Sony's doing with their PlayStation VR for the PlayStation 4 and the Reboot 4.5 console. In addition to that, there's also a lot of excitement about VR as a entertainment platform from the street. And we're very fortunate in that, as we have had a lot of time in the games industry, we have a lot of good relationships with hardware manufacturers as well as with independent software developers. And so a couple of things really have kind of come to light. As we've looked at the space and we've seen how the excitement for VR is really growing in traction on a day-by-day basis, we decided that we wanted to jump into the fray and be signed up so that we can actually participate by making products on those hardware platforms. So the first two that we've targeted, obviously, were HTC with the Vive, and they've got two different headsets. They've got one where you can click in your Samsung smartphone. There's another one where it's more of a dedicated device, and then also with Oculus, which is, of course, part of Facebook. Simultaneously with that, one of my long-term developer contacts that I want to say I think I've known for the better part of probably 22 to 25 years has been actively talking with me about two very unique, very different kind of products that I'm pretty excited about. One is very focused on very interactive worlds. Another one is very kind of focused on not only an interactive world, but has the potential for us to tie in some more what I would call spectator experiences, which lets you experience a degree of immersion in a completely different kind of way. I think with both product opportunities that we're actively pursuing, they leverage really well into what we're trying to establish with both Soul and Vibe Books and with Soul and Vibe Music. And I think it sets up a scenario for us to really build not only some new brands, but also provide some pretty interesting entertainment experiences for people that are going to be interested in VR as a platform.
My guest today is Tony Chido. He is the president and CEO of Soul and Vibe Interactive. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SOUL. You know, I went over and looked over some of your revenues, and I know this is a touchy situation, but can you give our listeners a little bit of what's the game plan in 2016 and 2017 to get some real revenues coming through the door, and so we can bring the price of the stock up a little bit?
I think that's an excellent question. I think that the special sauce for a games company is that you have to have what I always refer to as a reoccurring release calendar. And it's effectively us setting up Soul and Vibe as a publishing platform. And one of the best ways to do that is, of course, to have a steady stream of content that, of course, we can publish. And our business model is really set up so that we can actually bring in product to potentially monetize it in three core ways. We have our licensed brand products. So, for example, the stuff we're doing with our John Deere license.
Right.
We have proprietary IPs, which are IPs that we build ourselves and we own. And then the third are what we call pickups. So those are product acquisition or licensing opportunities. I think with increased investment in the company, it lets us really lock down more of these products so we can have more of a steady stream of things coming out under our books, music, and games labels. And simultaneously, that really helps us drive the tangible news flow. I think that the amount of traction that it's gotten from people seeing what we're doing actively as a company, not necessarily talking about things that we're going to do or things that we're exploring, but things that are very targeted towards we are doing this here and now, I think that resonates with people because it's very real. It's very in the know. It's very now. So our focus is, if you look back on 2015, you saw that we actually had more products released across a more diverse category set than we've had in previous years. Our intent for 2016 is, of course, to increase that again, and then to increase that further in 2017. My dream sheet would be, I'd like to see us get into a position where about every month, about every 6 weeks, we had something new that was coming out, whether that's a brand new release, it's a piece of expansion content for either a new title or something from our back catalog. And I think once we have that recurring release calendar, it sets up a scenario for us to be able to really allow all of our products to cross-market one another. And I think that's really kind of the uniqueness of our business model here, is that if we have a person who got one of our games and they said, you know what, it's a quality experience, it's a lot of fun, I really liked it, let's see what else they have.
Absolutely.
They may be more apt to go look and say, oh, this is cool. These guys do interactive storybooks that are targeting my children. Oh, it's a John Deere branded book. I want to give that a try. Or they may say, I really like this game and the music was phenomenal. You know what? I want to go see if I can actually buy or stream that soundtrack or get some kind of a remix on it that I can play for fun. So that's really what we're trying to do, is build a multifaceted publishing platform based around Soul and Vibe as an entity.
And you want to give a shout out to your website where they can find these products?
Yes. So right now our products are available through several core areas. If you go to the App Store, if you go to Google Play, and if you go to Facebook, you will see that our games are available through those individual platforms. Our games are actually synced with Facebook, so your save data is in the cloud. You can take the game with you and progress as you go. In the case of our books, those are also available on both the App Store and Google Play, but they're also available on Amazon for Kindle Fire devices. And then in the case of Soul and Vibe Music's offerings, if you search for Soul and Vibe Music, you can find us under everything from iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Amazon. It's about roughly 10 to 12 of the biggest channels for streaming and for digital music download.
And how about your website?
Our website is www.soulandvibe.com. I will mention that if you want to really kind of stay with the inner pulse of what's going on with the company, we're very active on social media, so you can always follow us on Facebook. Our address is facebook.com/soulandvibe. And then we're also very active on Twitter. That's twitter.com/soulandvibe. I'd also like to draw everybody's attention to our YouTube channel. On a regular basis, every week, we post either product updates, game hints, movies that leverage everything from here's a power-up for this game, here's a movie based on how you can build or beat a boss battle, here's some insight into one of our music offerings or a teaser for one of our interactive storybooks. We're actively trying to grow that audience so we can actually retain users and get the word out on all the cool things we're working on at the moment.
I was doing some research, and I believe on June 14th, you guys made a filing of a split of 1 for 150. Can you provide some details on what the corporate action means for the company and growth for the shareholders out there?
Sure. So we recently completed a corporate action, which was a reverse split of our common stock. And that's really on the heels of an increase in the authorized shares that the company put forth back at the end of 2015, beginning of 2016, where we went from 300 million to 750 million. That action, combined with the recent reverse, really kind of sets up a scenario so that the company has a lot of runway with its stock. So we can actually start to use that in a wide variety of ways. In the past, our securities have really been used fundamentally to satisfy notices of conversion on convertible debt, which is primarily what we've done to fund the company. But we also want to get into a position where we can use our equity for the purposes of either acquiring products or using that as a mechanism to help to grow the company in other ways. Both of those scenarios, with both the increase in the authorized and in the reverse, sets up a scenario so that we can really kind of use that best to our advantage. And we think by using that in that manner, it's going to have a long-term benefit, hopefully for not only the company, but also for shareholders, and help us to deepen our relationships with some of our licensed brand partners or with some of our development partners.
Our guest today is Tony Chido. He is the president and CEO of Soul and Vibe Interactive. They trade on the OTCQB. Their ticker symbol is S-O-U-L. In closing here, Tony, is there anything that you and I didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to the listeners?
No, not necessarily. I think one of the things to look at is, actually as the summer goes on, is that we have publicly disclosed that there is another John Deere interactive storybook coming. We're very close to having that project wrapped up. We're very excited to have that released. If you look back over the course of the last couple months, there's also some other things through press releases that we have highlighted, one of which is a John Deere branded game. It's called John Deere Pocket Farm. We'll have more details coming out on that as the summer progresses. And then I also want to draw some attention to another contract that we have with a great studio in Salt Lake City, Utah, called Origin Studios. We've actually retained them for the development of a new line of interactive storybooks. They have some very exciting tech that I think is going to be a great way for us to tell some new stories and help us to build our brands. And I think little by little over the summer, as things progress, we'll probably give everybody through our social media channels a sneak peek of what those things look like and the different kind of experiences that they can expect from that new book line. And then lastly, as we kind of delve further into all things VR, I'm very excited for us to have the opportunity to share with you specific details and show some screenshots on the projects that we are looking at and working on.
Soul and Vibe Interactive has been our guest today. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol S-O-U-L. Tony, thank you for coming on the show today. We're going to check back with you in a couple of months, and the best of wishes.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. Take care.